I feel the weekend coming when I hear this music. Sylvia Walker, good morning to you.
Morning, Abs. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic, considering that tomorrow, Kaizer Chiefs is playing Orlando Pirates and we're going to win. I'm Kaizer Chiefs,
fantastic.
Of course. I'm elated. Thank you so much. Sylvia, this morning, though, before we get down to business, we're talking about subjects. You know that one subject where it doesn't matter who teaches, it doesn't matter how much you try. You just can't grasp it. You know, people, you're writing an exam and people are using a calculator and you're thinking to yourself, I didn't see a need to use a calculator here. What did I miss? what is that one subject that you absolutely dreaded, you hated? And also talking to that though, what's that one subject that, I mean, no one needed to tell you. You just knew exactly what it's all about.
I hated geography, Abs. I couldn't understand it. It was just, to me, like Greek geography. And, you know, and I dropped it. In my day, you could drop subjects. I dropped geography as soon as I could. And, you know, it's only later years that I actually realized how important it actually is and all it's about the planets and about things and the weather and all of that stuff. But I never got it. So I absolutely – but the teacher was terrible as well. I absolutely hated the teacher. Really did. You know, so I hated geography. And the subject that I enjoyed the most, history, absolutely history, because history is all about storytelling. And I, as you know, I'm a writer, so I love telling stories and writing. So I think, history, I loved history. Oh, amazing.
You know,
stuff.
They say, Sylvia, you know, great minds think alike, but in the whole studio, I'm the only one that enjoyed history. So I'm just saying.
Really?
I loved, absolutely loved history. For some reason, it made sense to me. It resonated. Yeah, I didn't even need to study that much. But nonetheless, Sylvia, to you listening at home, good morning to you, 19 minutes past 5. This is Money Matters with Sylvia Walker. We chat to her every Friday at this time. If you ever want to get in contact with Sylvia, you can do so using her email address, which is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. And we're talking about financial planning for the National Mental Health Month. And we're continuing with the discussion that we started last week, Friday. Sylvia, for the purposes of our listeners joining us today, can you just give us a brief history of where the discussion started? Because up next, we talk about the catch-22 in that finances can cause stress, then this stress can impact on, you know, the finances and your health. But where did we start the discussion?
Abs, I think it's just the fact that it's National Mental Health Month. And, you know, if we're neglecting our money and our finances, it can obviously impact on the other aspects of our lives. I think, you know, we spoke a little bit about that last week, how our money forms part of the four pillars of our lives. You know, we need to take care of our physical health, our mental health, our financial health, and our spiritual health. And the thing is that if one of those is problematic or not in a good shape, then it can impact on our entire lives, on all the other pillars. So it's always very important to have that balance in life. When you talk about the workplace, it's, you know, we are people and we interact with people on different levels. So when you talk about interacting in the workplace, issues there can also create mental health issues. So a lot of stress in the work environment, poor working conditions, you know, pressure to perform all the time, hostility, all of those things can actually take its impact or you know, play a role and take its toll on employees and on their mental health issues. So, you know, coupled with a sort of very stressful, and we know that jobs are incredibly tight in South Africa, unemployment is high. So I think even if somebody has a job, they're under extreme pressure often to keep that job and to keep performing at the required level. So that, often coupled with financial issues, can have a big impact on mental health of the average person. So, you know, there were some stats we spoke about that there's a great increase in people inquiring about debt counseling. The frightening figure that about nearly 2 million South Africans rely on payday loans to get through every month. And that's from the Consumer Credit Report. So people are battling financially and it does take its toll on them mentally. So I think that's kind of what we spoke about last week.
And as I've just mentioned earlier on, Sylvia, it's one of those interesting catch-22s though, in that, you know, finances will cause stress. Stress, of course, is a mental health issue, and that stress will then impact on your finances again.
Yes, absolutely. So let's say you are under financial stress, it's going to have an impact on your work performance. You won't be as focused. And when it impacts on your work performance, that again will impact on your prospects to become, you know, to get promoted, to get bonuses and so on. Again, impacting on your mental health. So it's this kind of circle, this vicious circle in a way. You know, that's, yeah, because you're not focused on your job, because you're worried about your finances, it can actually impact on how well you perform in your job, which ultimately impacts again on your finances. So it can become quite a spiral, quite a nasty little spiral that you can fall into.
And talking about that, though, we can then maybe have a quick look at some of the signs of financial stress in the workplace. What should I be looking out for when I'm here with Rafiq and Joe? What am I looking for? What are the signs of stresses?
I shouldn't laugh, but I know you guys. I know the dynamic there.
You know the bente, yeah.
I do. So I think, you know, basically, particularly from an employer's perspective, obvious things like, you know, if people are an increase in sick leave, you know, due to financial stress. So people seem to be, you know, off work more often. Also, there's, you know, sometimes employees are constantly asking for a salary increase, you know, or, you know, they want to know when they can get an increase, when they can get a promotion. Because often if people are, money is tight and they have financial issues, one of the first things they do is they kind of blame their employer. You know, I'm not being paid enough. So if I was paid enough or if I was paid more, I would be okay. I wouldn't have all these issues. But of course, that goes back to an old principle that it's not, you know, you can earn more and more and more, but if you're not managing that money properly, it doesn't matter how much, you can never actually earn enough to be able to manage it properly. So you need to understand the basics of managing your money. And then, earning more is not the easy answer. Some of the other things, obviously, is a decrease in productivity, you know, loss in productivity, just because people aren't focused. Also, maybe because people are taking time off work. There obviously are things like substance abuse also can creep in, you know, where people turn to substances just to cope with the situation, and that obviously will impact on their health. People complaining all the time about the working environment, you know, being negative about the employer. And then often people take on, you know, second jobs, people take on extra jobs. So they may not just work one job, they may work another job in the evenings or another job over the weekends just to kind of make ends meet. So these are all signs. And also, you know, if people are looking for other work and they, you know, they're forever out going for job interviews and you have a high staff turnover. So basically it's an unhappy staff environment. It's somebody who's unhappy in their position, complaining all the time and really wanting to make a change. Often that is driven by financial reasons. So yeah, number of signs, Ed.
So here I am. I'm an employer. I can see that my employee is going through this financial stress, or I'm a colleague. I can see that my colleague is going through this stress. What are the solutions? What can we do to prevent it?
The thing is, as I said, you actually need to understand how to manage your money. And that is a skill that often we're not taught at school. We're not taught that really anywhere. You just go out into life, you start earning an income, and you've just got to cope and figure it out. So I think from an employer perspective, very important that their staff actually has an understanding of money, basic financial education, financial literacy, and so that they can actually know how to work with what they've got. Because as I said earlier, it's not about having more. It's about dealing in reality and working with the money that you have. So that's a very basic thing that an employer can do. It's, you know, your responsibility is not just paying that salary. It's making sure your people know how to manage their money effectively. And then obviously, if there are issues like debt issues, you know, speak to employees, you know, be interactive with them. And if they need to go for debt counseling or if they need to get a money coach to come in and assist them, play that part. An employer can assist in that way and can actually facilitate those processes. And then obviously if it's really serious, you know, if it gets to the point of depression or other kinds of mental health issues, then the employer should be encouraged to seek help. You know, there's a number of different resources available. The South African Depression and Anxiety Group is available. You know, there's a lot of information. A lot of on Google, one can just go onto the internet and see there are a lot of resources available, CAPE Mental Health and so on. But I think as an employer, one cannot ignore, as a colleague even, you know, if you see somebody is facing stress, you know, offer help, offer assistance, but don't ignore the situation, because that's the problem with mental health, isn't it? That we don't actually want to address the situation. We don't really want to talk about it. But I think as individuals, as human beings, and as employers, we can play a role, very much so.
Sylvia, though, to the many, to the millions and millions of our listeners, what is the advice then to give to them as we part ways?
And basically to get help. To get help, seek help from somebody. Don't leave the situation. If you're finding yourself in that position where you are drowning financially, where you just, you know, your financial issues are overwhelming you, seek help from someone. Go for debt counseling if you have to. Go to one of the resources, the state resources. Go and speak to your doctor, your health practitioner, if you need help with your mental health issues. If you need help with your financial issues, go and find someone that can assist you. There are lots of resources available. And if anybody has, you know, needs to be get any information in that regard, they can just drop me an email and I can point them in the right direction. But don't dwell on it. That's the thing. Don't dwell on it and let it just get worse, because it does get worse. Things don't sort themselves out on their own. You need to actually take action and get help.
And talking about that email address, it is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. Sylvia, thank you so much. Good morning to you. Enjoy your weekend. And please, don't worry about geography. No? It's all right.
I won't.
Don't worry about that. Thank you so much. Sylvia Walker, very good morning to you.